Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. Well, it's summer in Maine, and as is our custom here at the Electronic Cottage, from time to time over the summer, we'll rebroadcast a program from the recent past so that those who might be visiting can give it a listen, and those who may have heard it before and may wish to do so again can. So, here goes. Welcome to Notes from the Electronic Cottage. I'm Jim Campbell. So, it's a new year, and we're awash in tech predictions for 2016 from every pundit under the sun, and more than a few who sometimes seem to be from under a rock. Making these gee whiz predictions is entertaining to do, we're sure, and sometimes probably entertaining to read. But how useful are they really? And, more to the point, how accurate are they? One of the most interesting set of predictions, because they're usually made not by professional pundits, but by professional researchers, are IBM's 5 in 5 predictions. Predictions of technological innovations that are going to change our lives in 5 years or less. IBM has been doing this for quite a few years now, so it's pretty easy to go back and see just how prescient those researchers have been. So today, just for the fun of it, let's look back at IBM's 5 in 5 predictions from 2011. We've had 5 years now, so we can look at those predictions and see how well they held up. Here's the first one from 2011. Quote, "You'll be making your own energy. Anything that moves has the potential to create energy. Your running shoes, your bicycle, and even the water flowing through your pipes can create energy." End quote. This one is not quite here yet, but it's getting close. Some kids' sneaker-type shoes have little lights on them that are powered by walking, or better yet, running. There have been several patents applied for that deal with our bodies providing energy, for example, to charge our smartphones or other electronic devices, either through our own circuitry or through clothes that create an electric current from the movement that they go through as we go about our daily business. Bicycles can provide their own lights for night riding, powered by the movement of the wheels. And there are, of course, many, many versions of local power generation on a home level. So this prediction has some validity, but it'll be a few years yet before we see the kind of everywhere power generation that the IBM gang foresaw back in 2011. The second of the five predictions was that, quote, "You will not need a password. Your biological makeup is the key to your individual identity, and soon it will become the key to safeguarding it." End quote. Now that one is pretty right on. Of course, most of us still do have passwords, but we also have other options today. Fingerprint readers are available to enable us to use our fingers to sign in to our digital devices, for example. Many people these days don't punch a time clock. They put their palms on a reader that senses the veins in their hands to sign in or out of work. And at some airports, signed-up travelers can have their retinas scanned to speed them through security. Whether all this is good or bad is a matter for discussion, but the IBM crew got this one right back in 2011. The third prediction was that, quote, "Mind reading is no longer science fiction. Scientists are researching how to link your brain to your devices, such as a computer or a smartphone, so you just need to think about calling someone, and it happens." End quote. We'll have to say that this one missed the mark, at least so far. While there are remarkable things happening in labs that are enabling, for example, people with artificial limbs to control those limbs with their thoughts, there's no sign that anytime soon we'll be able to just think of someone to call and our phones will dial for us. That could happen with our voices, yes, but with our thoughts, no, at least not for now. Put this one on the still to come column. Fourth prediction, quote, "The digital divide will cease to exist. In 5 years, the gap between information haves and have-nots will narrow considerably due to advances in mobile technology." End quote. This is a very interesting one. The IBM researchers thought that 80% of the world's population would have access to a digital device by now, usually a cell phone, which would in turn give them access to huge troves of information. We haven't reached that stage yet, but there are clearly efforts underway to bring online access to people who don't have it now. Facebook is talking about using blimps over parts of India and Africa to enable wireless access to the internet. New York City is putting Wi-Fi hotspots where their phone booths used to be. Let's say that the prognosticators in 2011 were on the mark, but things are taking a little longer than they thought back then. Finally, the IBM researchers predicted that, quote, junk mail will become priority mail. Think about how often we're flooded with advertisements we consider to be irrelevant or unwanted. It doesn't have to be that way anymore. End quote. What they were trying to get at was that in the digital realm, we would have agents that would know our interests and desires and could sort through a volume of information and do everything for us, from reserve tickets for concerts we didn't even know were going to happen but that featured our favorite band, to rerouting our flight plans if it looked like bad weather might slow down the plane we were supposed to take in 2 or 3 days. Again, this has proved to be overly optimistic, even assuming that this kind of agent was something we might want to have. Clearly, things like Siri or Cortana that can suggest nearby restaurants, or answer who was the king of Sweden in 1850, it was Oscar I, in case for some reason you really wanted to know, but that's still a far cry from the kind of agents this prediction was referring to. But people and companies all over the world are working on just this kind of artificial intelligence personal agent. And while it's doubtful we'll see one with that kind of power in 2016, you never know. So, there's a little check on how tech predictions fared from what we consider one of the best sources of such predictions. Maybe we'll even make a few predictions of our own one of these days, and in a year come back and see how we did. Or maybe not. But one thing we can predict with a certain amount of confidence is that a lot of people will continue making tech predictions, and we'll be looking at many of them and how they might affect our everyday lives, right here on future editions of Notes from the Electronic Cottage.